We begin the current daf Masechet Shabbos daf Chavez. Begin the Omer Alf. Begin the taste of a maschot. It begins the words of the Gemara. Ner Chanukah shenichol lemal mechof ama psula. The candles of the Chanukah menorah, if they're placed higher than 20 amos, is invalid. Kisuka ukumovi, like the halacha is by a sukkah of the schach, and the movi like by the crossbeam by a movi. Now Taisa says, Vimtem, if you're going to say that, why did it say psula havleila meima yemayit? It should have said that then you should lower it. Like we say by the halachas of a mavoi, that we say by Erev and Amra. Hasam, the Gemara says, because mavoi d'rabbanon, since mavoi is rabbinic, so tani tekanta, so it says that we say the rectification, we say you might. In contrast, let's say by sukkah, we say psula because it's biblical, but by rabbinic, you can't really say psula, so you say you might. So here it's rabbinic law, so it should say you might. Why does it say psula? So basically, remember, it says what you could say is because the nakat psula. The reason why it says that it's invalid is mishum debay lemeima kesukah, because one of the things it compares it to is to sukkah shehim leter, which is biblical, which it does pertain to say the word psula. So therefore, here we're comparing to it. We also say the wording psula. Or yinami, another approach. What you could say is that since by Ner Chanukah we're not going to say you might, because it's not just sufficient to say the word you might when you're coming to talk about the lining of the Chanukah menorah. Actually, what you're going to have to do is you're going to have to extinguish it, then put it down, then relight it again when it's lower than 20 amos. Therefore, you couldn't just say the tikkun, like we say by Erevin. Because he didn't want to be lengthy to say yichavena, that you have to extinguish it, v'yimatena, then you take it lower than 20 amos, v'yavzdiv'yadlikena, then you have to go and relight again. Because delamatu lanicha, k'mayishi delekes, because just to lower it and to place it as it's lit, yashu, that's not possible, because the muhla kamon, like it's obvious something more later on, when it talks about lighting the Ner Chanukah inside the house, and then you take it outside, it's not valid until you extinguish it, and then you relight again outside, because the lighting was done in the appropriate place, and has to be relit in the appropriate place. And therefore, again, you cannot just say you might, so because it was too lengthy, therefore the wording was just said as psula, as invalid. Now, the next Tezder Masl Tez begins with the words of the Gemara, Asal is stopping men ad matzi yom tov achron. It's forbidden to go ahead and utilize it until the end, after the last day of Yom Tov. Tez comes to explain, why is the law of the Noyi Sukkah different than that of Esrog? And that is, the Gemara brought a brisa, you're not allowed to use the Noyi Sukkah, the decorations of the Sukkah, till the end after the last day of Yom Tov, which is until the end of Shemini Atzeres. And Chutz Laretz, where we make 2 days Shemini Atzeres, we call it Simchas Torah, until after that, what we call the ninth day, which is the day of after Simchas Torah. Now, Tais is bothered, Bahadashari Esrog b'yom tov achron tfeimi b'sukkah. So why is it different that we do permit the Esrog on the last day, on what we call Simchas Torah, more than the laws of Sukkah, where we say that by the Noyi Sukkah, that it's forbidden even on the last day? So says Tais, Mefarash b'perek lulubar rabba, the Gemara in Sukkah, that from above Amid Beis explains, Mishum de Sukkah, Sukkah on the eighth day in Chutz La'aretz, which for them is B'Safek Shvi, Safek Shmini, the eighth day is a doubt. Is it the seventh day or is it the eighth day? As in Chutz La'aretz, we always have an extra day because we're not sure which day was Rish Chodesh. So therefore, the eighth day might be the seventh day, might be the seventh day. So Yesubi Yasvinan. So although on Shmini Atzeres we don't sit in the Sukkah, but on Shmini Atzeres we do sit in the Sukkah because it might be the seventh day, which there are 7 days to sit in the Sukkah. So Vimisrami Leisud Binashmash. And moreover, not only in the eighth day do we eat in the Sukkah, but if let's say it would happen to be a meal at the end of the eighth day, by twilight, someone would eat in the Sukkah even at the end of the eighth day. So there, because it still might be the eighth day, which might be the seventh day, because there's two doubts over here. There's the doubt of the eighth day and there's the doubt of the Bein HaShemashes doubt. So since part of the ninth day is already forbidden because of the doubt of the eighth day, so it comes out, so once the twilight of the ninth day, because it's the end of the eighth day too, you don't know Bein HaShemashes, this is part of the previous day or the next day, so the whole day it's considered set aside, which is the day after that, shall suffer ches v'tes, the day which is doubtfully the eighth day or the ninth day, what we call Simchas Torah. That's how it applies to Noyi Sukkah. Aval Esrog, regarding the Esrog, it's not taken on what we call in Chutz La'aretz Shmini Atzeres, which might be day 7, might be day 8, as Mefarshim explained, because the mitzvah of taking the Lulav and Esrog all 7 days out of the Beis Hamikdash is only rabbinic, so they're not so stringent on the doubt of Shmini Atzeres. So therefore, it's a Besavik Shmini, there's no prohibition on the day which is doubtful 8 and doubtful 7. Elam Mishum, the only reason why it actually is forbidden on Shmini Atzeres is this Katzi Ben Hashmashah Shal Zayin, is because of the problem of the end of the seventh day, which goes into the Shbein Hashmashah, is going into the eighth day, that's why it's forbidden. But it doesn't go into the ninth day. Now, although Taisa says, Vavabi de Ben Hashmashah Shal Ches Nami Asa, but wait a second. isn't it that the Bein HaShmosos of the end of the seventh day going into the eighth day is forbidden? Mishum Shu Safagim, because it's doubtful that it's part of the seventh day. So if the seventh day goes into the eighth day because of Bein HaShmosos, so the eighth day is forbidden. And if the eighth day is forbidden, part of the eighth day is the Bein HaShmosos going to ninth day, that should be forbidden too. Since that is only forbidden because of what's called the chasar and the yediyah, we just don't know if it's day or night. That's not going to make the whole day forbidden. Just like we have the halacha by an egg that's born on the first day of Yom Tov in Chutz La'aretz, where the halacha is the muteris bezeh, it's permitted on the second day of the Yom Tov Golas, even though the twilight between the first and the second day, it is forbidden in that Bein HaShmosos. Even so, we don't say that makes the second day forbidden to be eaten. We don't say so obviously we see when the Isin is Bein HaShmosos only because we're not sure is a part of the day, part of that night. That's not going to make the whole next day forbidden, and therefore that's going to be the same thing with the Esrog. We're not going to make the what we call Savik Shemini, Savik Chi, what we call the Simchas Torah. That's not going to be forbidden, and that's the difference between the Esrog and the Sukkah. So Tosfos told us the difference between Esrog and Sukkah is that by Esrog, those in Chutz La'aretz are allowed to go ahead and use it on Shmini, on Simchas Torah, but by this, the Noy Sukkah is forbidden, because by a Sukkah, we sit in the day of Shmini Atzeis, because it might be the seventh day. Now, since the Bein HaShmosos is also forbidden, and not just because of that, but if you had a Sudi, you would have to eat at that time. So therefore, you say that that is in actuality, not just of doubt, in actuality, it's forbidden in the Bein HaShmosos, so now it becomes forbidden for that whole next day, which is the day of Simchas Torah. But regarding the Esrog with Allah, you don't take it at all on Shmini Atzeres. So therefore, it doesn't apply Migdash Katzoy, because although you're not allowed to use it on the eighth day, that's only because of the continuation of the seventh going to the eighth. But the eighth day itself is not going to have that prohibition going into the ninth day. And the reason that you're not allowed to use it on the like we said, on the Shmini Atzeres, is not going to be sufficient to make it into the ninth day, because although it's Bein HaShmosos goes into the ninth day, that's only what's called Chasar and Yedi. You just don't know what it is. That's not going to make it a Megiddus Katsai, the Bein HaShmosos, Katsai Lekul Yem. Continue next test of Masal, this begins with the words of the Gemara, Sukkah Tanya. The case of the Sukkah, we actually learned explicitly in the Brice, which is going to explain the reason why it's forbidden to utilize the Noye Sukkah and the Atzei Sukkah, the word of the actual Sukkah itself. Now the Gemara brought that the Esther B'Shem Levi isn't permitted to go ahead and use the decorations of the Sukkah all the 7 days of Sukkot. And he says, you can learn this out from this, that it's forbidden to count your money to the light of the Chanukah Menorah. And therefore the same thing would apply to Noy Sukkah. Now the Rav Yisrael says, what are you talking about? You're comparing the Noy Sukkah to the Chanukah. To the contrary, as our Tezder Maskel is saying, Sukkah is explicitly learned in the Braisa that you're not allowed to. Ner Chanukah is only a member of Amiram. Now, this that the Gemara compares the prohibition of utilizing the Noy Sukkah to the Isser of utilizing the candles of the Menorah, although we're saying that's the other way around, you don't learn that Sukkah from Chanukah, but it sounds like that they have the same reasoning, that the reason that you're not allowed to use the light of the Menorah is because of it's a disgrace for the mitzvah. So Mashma says, it sounds like the time of the Noy Sukkah, the reasoning of the not being able to utilize to for your own purposes the decoration of the Sukkah is Mishum Bizi Mitzvah, because that would be disgracing the mitzvah and using it for your own purposes. And that is Tezah B'Kashal, that's difficult to the read. Because by Parakira later on, Daf Mem Heyman Av, Mashmit sounds like the time of Mishum Diskatsai, Mishum Migu Diskatsai, Limitzvasa, that it sounds like that the Gemara makes it sound like the reason why you cannot use the Noy Sukkah is because since it became set aside for the mitzvah of the Sukkah, so therefore it's considered what's called Muktzah, a set aside that it's for the mitzvah purposes. But we see it's because of the Muktzah Limitzvasa, and not because of Biza Mitzvah. So the Tirid, so the re-answer, he says, actually, the Tzuchel Tavel, yeah, you need both reasonings. As he explains, the mishum diskatzol mitzvah, because of the concept of, let's say, that it's set aside for the mitzvah, lo have esrin machal shamayid, that would not have made it forbidden to utilize on chal shamayid. The lo shaych mukta ella b'shabbos v'yamtiv, the whole halacha of mukta is only on Shabbos and yamtiv, when there's halacha of mukta which does not include chal shamayid, which you don't have those halachas of mukta. Now mishum bizim mitzvah, and if you only had the reasoning of the disgrace of mitzvah, lo have esrin lohu hechad enough, would not have been forbidden when it falls, because when the noy sukkah falls in the middle of the yamtiv, where right now it's not part of the Sukkah, that's not a disgrace if you utilize it. Now that we're saying both, that it has the halach of huktzol mitzvah and disgrace of mitzvah, so asrin nafilu naflu, so we say it's forbidden even when it falls, because of the halach of migid diskatzoi, and vafil b'chal amayit, and also you're not allowed to use even chal shamayit, even though there's no muktzah over there, because the halach of bizim mitzvah. Now, but Taisa continues, says, v'kashlari, the Re had a difficulty. Kivin the Naisukah Asur Mishum Biza, as we're explaining in our Gemara, the reason why the decorations are forbidden because it's a disgrace to the mitzvah. Simkein, my park bebeya beperka mevi. How do we understand the Gemara Mesechtes Beya Naflaman Bebeyes that asks, Minoya Sukkah asks from this halacha of the prohibition of utilizing the decoration of the Sukkah, A'atze Sukkah, and the prohibition of utilizing the actual wood of the Sukkah itself. Which the Gemara there says regarding the wood of the Sukkah that even if you make a stipulation that you can want to use it during Sukkahs, the stipulation doesn't help. On that, the Kama, the Gemara says, when they ask, what, the Sukkah is a chag loy mahani batana? Is that really so that the Sukkah of Sukkahs doesn't help to make a stipulation? Ay, batani loy nabraisa, which is what we bring here in our Gemara, sicha kel chasa b'chulu, that if you make a schach according to Allah, etc., and then you hang up decorations, we said, although you're not allowed to use it, but everything goes according to your stipulation, obviously a stipulation does help. That's the Gemara's question over there in Masechtas Beah. Now, but based on what we're saying, that the reasoning of the Noi Sukkah is either because of Biza Mitzvah, because of Migadis Ketzai, so Tais is bothered. My Kusha, what's the question from Noi Sukkah? Dilma Atze Sukkah Lemahani Batana. Yeah, maybe the word of the Sukkah itself doesn't have a stipulation. Dimikra Nafka. Where do we know that the word of the Sukkah is forbidden? From a Pasuk. Could the Darash Hasim, like the Gemara there, expound? Minayin Latze Sukkah Shasun Kol Shiva. From where do we know that the word of the Sukkah is forbidden all 7 days? Tamalimits, the Pasuk says, Chaga Sukkah Shiva Yamim Gaimir. Where for 7 days, it's Lashem, which Lashem is saying it's sanctified for Hashem. Now, moreover, says Tesis, but drasha gemurhi. We know that's a complete drasha, so therefore it's learned of a pasuk in the mucha perikam of the sukkah. Why is it obvious from the Gemara in the first parak of Sukkah of Tesis al? Because the Bishami pasim haikra from this pasuk Bishami invalidate a sukkah yeshana, an old sukkah, because it has to be made. Lashem has to be made specifically for Hashem for the mitzvah of sukkah. Now, Obesil machshir, they say no, a sukkah yeshana is valid. Because they used Lashem for something else, that who me boyle la'atze sukkah, they needed for the wood of the sukkah to tell you shasurin kol shiva that's usher for all 7 days. So one thing you see, as we learn out actual halachas from this, this is a drasha gemura. Because if not, you wouldn't be able to learn out the drasha b'shamit to actually invalidate a sukkah yeshana. So if so, Tais is bothered. Why are we asking from Noi Sukkah and Atze Sukkah? But obviously, there's a differentiation over here. The wood of the Sukkah is, of course, not going to help a stipulation because that's learned from Lashem. But Noi Sukkah, Delay Seal, Mishum Biza, but regarding the decorations, which are only learned out either from a disgrace, so again, Mahani Batano, so you can make a stipulation that it's not part and parcel of the mitzvah, that's not going to be a disgrace. That's one question. Void, moreover, as Tais is, but Perakira, later enough, Memheim and Alf Mashem Hedye, seems like explicitly, the Atze Sukkah loy Asr, El Mishum Diskatsoy Lemitzvasa, that the wood of Sukkah is only forbidden because of that it's separated for the mitzvah, and not because of the Pasuk of Lashem. Because the Gemara there proves that even though we find in general the Rebbe Shimon does not hold of the broader spectrum of Muktzah, but by the Noi Sukkah, he agrees that they're going to be forbidden. And the Gemara proves from there that that since we find the Atze Sukkah, we find the Brice according to Rebbe Shimon that you're not allowed to utilize them. Oh, so we could presume that the same thing would apply to Noi Sukkah. Now, if you say that the wood of the Sukkah is because of Lashem, so if so, what's the Gemara bring a riot from the Atze Sukkah to Noi Sukkah? And you see, oh, Rebbe Shimon agrees to the halacha of Hoktza Mitzvah, but you could ask, what do you mean? Atze Sukkah is different because it says a pasuk. That's why it doesn't have a stipulation. Whereas by Noi Sukkah, where it's only because of Migdash Katsai based on Mitzvah, so that's why stipulation is going to help. Obviously, it says Taisus, that also by the wood of the Sukkah, the reason is because it's called a mitzvah, like the Noi Sukkah, and not because of the Pasuk Lashem. So if this contradicts the Gemara and Beya that learns out from Lashem. So the Rabbein Tam, Rabbein Tam responded, and he says that it depends what we're talking about. The Bein Noi Sukkah, or Bein Atzei Sukkah, whether the decorations of the Sukkah or the wood of the Sukkah itself, Hayiseir Mal Hechsher Sukkah, that's extra, more than what's necessary for the validity of the Sukkah, Loy Asiri El Mishum Bizu. Yeah, those woods or those decorations are only forbidden, like we said, either because of the disgrace of the mitzvah, or Mishum Hoyal Vahukat Mitzvah, or because it's satisfied by the mitzvah. The Loy Asiri Makran, that would not be forbidden from the Pasuk, El Davka Kedei Hechsher Sukkah. Only the wood that's necessary to actually validate the Sukkah. Only that is learned from a Pasuk. Oh, so therefore you could explain very well the Gemara in Parakira that proves from Atzei Sukkah to Noya Sukkah, in the opinion of Reb Shimon, that the point is to prove from the wood of the Sukkah that's more than what you need for the Hechsher Sukkah. That's not forbidden from a Pasuk. That's similar to Noya Sukkah, which is only forbidden because it's Ketzoy L'mitzvah. But Tais is bothered still with the Gemara in Beyam, that the Gemara asked, well, it doesn't help a Tanai for the Atzei Sukkah. I wouldn't, by Noya Sukkah, it helps a stipulation. Now Tais is bothered that, based on what we're saying, that even the wood of the Sukkah itself is not forbidden because of the Pasuk Lashem, only those that you need for the Hechsher Sukkah, but that which is extra than that is not forbidden because of the Pasuk, rather only because of Migdash Katsai. So if so, then for sure the Noi Sukkah is not going to be forbidden, only because the Migdash Katsai. So if so, what are we asking from Noi Sukkah and the Atze Sukkah if they're two different halachas? So that text explains that this that we differentiate between the Noi Sukkah and the Atze Sukkah that are extra to the Heksha Sukkah. From those two on to the Atze Sukkah that are necessary from the Heksha Sukkah. So therefore that's an obvious difference. What's the Gemara asking in the Masechtas Beyah from Noi Sukkah and Atze Sukkah? That's as Tais is only going to the Gemara's conclusion over there. But as Tais explains, Vamaksh the Parch Bebeya, but the one who asked the question, the Gemara in Beyah Davlam and Bebeyas, Minoy Suka Atsi Suka, Loyoda Shechilik, Ben Yisimich, the Heksha Suka, Lichde Heksha Suka. He didn't know this difference. That's why he asked the question from Noy Suka and Atsi Suka. But Mishani, that's the Gemara answers over there, Boimer, Eni Boidlem, Kol Bein Hashmash. He says, I'm not separating from this all Bein Hashmash. I want to that I can be able to utilize it by the twilight. Then the sanctity does not take effect on the decorations. And yes, so too the extra wood that's necessary for the more than the two walls and a bit for the validity of sukkah, then the stipulation does help. But the wood that's necessary for the actual validity of the sukkah, that automatically takes effect the sanctity for all 7 days. And no, stipulations do not help for it, because like we said, there the halach is not because it's Ketzer L'mitzvasi, that's because of Gzeis HaKazav al Hashem, and therefore, of course, a stipulation is not going to help for the halacha of the Dvater. Says Tesis, V'hadukam HaHasam, but this is the Gemara says over there, in the Gemara Mesech Dizbeya. That and that if you stipulate on the word of the sukkah that you want to utilize it during sukkahs, hakol lefit tanoi, everything goes according to his stipulation. On that apart, the Gemara asks, lamemer the mahani but tanoi, is that to say that a stipulation does help? I we said in the Gemara that the word of the sukkah is forbidden all 7 days because it says lashem. Mashani, the Gemara answers, safer this that it says that if he stipulates, it's going to be effective. Asayin lesukkah de alma, that was going in a regular hut on some other holiday, Pesach or Shavuot, and not for the mitzvah of sukkahs, because yeah, there is stipulation would not help. And after that part of the Gemara asks, what, the sukkah is a chag loy mahani but not? So what do you tell me that a sukkah on sukkahs, that it does not help to make a stipulation? I, Vatanya Lin Nebraisa, which we quoted this before, but sikha v'chula, I we find by noy sukkah that it is effective a stipulation. But the Gemara says a difference between noy sukkah and the atzi sukkah. And that's Taisa's bother, that why didn't the Gemara answer the first question like it answers by the second question? And to say that when we say akol lefi tanoi, was talking about the wood that was more than the heksha sukkah. And that's why the Tanai, and the Tanai that's not, and when we say the Tanai is not effective, is by the wood that's from the Heksha Sukkah. Like we answered the second question. Why didn't we say that by the first question too? So it's Taisa Leibay Lishnari. The Gemara didn't want to have to answer Hakol Lafi Tanai, that when it says everything is according to the stipulation, that it is effective, is Al Yeseris Mech the Heksha Sukkah, is on the wood that's more than what you need for the Heksha Sukkah. Because the Hakol Lafi Tanai Mash, because ultimately the wording that everything goes according to stipulation sounds like, but Kol HaSukkah, in all the Sukkah, even in the ones that are necessary for validity, and therefore they didn't want to say it when they didn't have to say that by the first question. So Taisa told us that the wood of the sukkah itself, if it's more than what you need for the actual sukkah, and so too the decoration of the sukkah, they're forbidden because of either biza mitzvah or because migdash katsoi. Now, the reason why you need both reasons is because if you had just biza mitzvah, then there wouldn't be asr after it fell. And if you had only migdash katsoi, then it wouldn't be forbidden on chalamay, it would only be forbidden on Shabbos and Yamtim. So therefore we had both to say that both are parameters that are forbidden with the noy sukkah. And with these two categories is where a stipulation helps. But by the wood of the sukkah itself that's necessary for the heksha sukkah, that we learn now from Gzeis HaKazav al Hashem, their stipulation is not going to help. The next text of Masechta Tzitzis begins with the words of the Gemara, Vuhoin Dekulu Dam. The father of them all, the source of them all, is the halacha of by Kisur Dam. The text can explain, why didn't the Gemara say that the avun of all of them is the Atzei Sukkah? Because the Gemara says that you're not allowed to count money to the light of the Ner Chanukah. And so too is by the Noy Sukkah. And the source of them all is Dam, which that's we find the pasuk that you cannot cover the blood with your feet. That's Biza Mitzvah. Has to be with your hands the way you shed the blood, which is the same thing that's going to apply to Ner Chanukah and to the Noy Sukkah. On that, as Tais is Hadla Kama, why didn't the Gemara say Abu Nekulu, the father of them all, is Atzi Sukkah, is the word of the Sukkah, the Nafki Mekorah, which also learned of a Pasuk. Because I'm Brish Veha Maybe Beya, like we just brought in the previous Taisis from the Gemara Beya, Daf Lamana Mebeis. They were learned that from a Pasuk of Lashem. So I'm going to read, the Re says, the Mishum, because the reason is, the Me'atzi Sukkah, from the word of the Sukkah itself, Loi Havi Yalfina would not be able to learn to all the other sources, like Ner Chanukah and Noi Sukkah, to say that it would be forbidden to go ahead because of Biza Mitzvah, the reason for that is because the Shani Sukkah, you could say that the Sukkah itself, the Mistak Mehen, if you utilize it, it could bitl mitzvah. You're actually nullifying the mitzvah because you're demolishing the actual walls of the Sukkah itself. Abanoyi Sukkah, but by the decorations of the Sukkah, about Sois Mois, or Ner Chanukah, and just counting money to the light of the candle, and Ner Chanukah, like a bitl mitzvah, not nullifying the mitzvah. Maybe there you would be permitted. Therefore, we learned it out instead from Kisadam, which is also not Mevatl mitzvah, that still you cannot do it in a disgraceful way. The next text of Masel says, begin with the words of the Gemara. Rav Amar Rav says, "Imatirin mi beged lebeged." You now go ahead and take off the tzitzis from one garment to another garment. And the text comes to explain the reasoning of this iser, which Rav said that you now to undo the tzitzis from one garment and put onto the another garment. The text comes to explain the reasoning of the iser, where there's a well-known machlekes in Menachos regarding is tzitzis what's called chayves gavra, which is the obligation of the person, or is it chayves atalis, is an obligation of the talis, even if it's, let's say, in your closet. Now, so this that the Rav says forbidden to take from one garment to another garment, says Taisus is lame, but you don't have to say Ichevis talis, or that if it's an obligation of the talis of the cloak itself, obviously the Aser, we can understand why he's saying it's forbidden to take it off, because then this garment is going to be without tzitzis. Ella rather says Taisus, even if, let's say, Rav would hold that it's an obligation of the person, Nami Aser would still be forbidden to take it off from one garment to another garment. Why? Kadashkim and Mezuzah, like we find by Mezuzah. Then Nanash Aser should not, we find that the one who takes it off from the doorpost gets punished, as the Gemara brings Baba Mitzvah, Besay Perkashal, Nefkov, Bezim, and Alf, Avagab, the Chavis Adari, even though Emin agrees by Mezuzah, it's not an obligation of the house, it's an obligation of the one who's living there, here also by the Talis. Even if it's an obligation of the person, you're still not able to take off the tzitzit from one garment to put on the other one. Now explains Taisa Shmuel and Mamatir, and this that Shmuel says, you are permitted to take it off from one to another. Afa Gav, and Taisa is bothered by a question, even though the Shmuel Gufi is the Chebis Talis, even though Shmuel really holds this obligation of the Talis, so then if it's the Talis, how can you undo the tzitzit from this Talis onto another one? So it's Taisa Filachim Matir, and still Shmuel held that's permitted. Kimin Shasu, Litzarech, Begadacha, since ultimately you're doing it for the mitzvah obligation of another garment, you're allowed to do that. Now, but Gav Mezuzah shouldn't understand. How does he understand that Gemara, which says that the one who took it off from the Mezuzah was punished? Because maybe he was taking it off from one doorpost and he wasn't putting another one. But yeah, if he was putting another one, maybe that would be permitted and it would not have been punished. Or Inami, another approach you could say is Mezuzah Shani, the case of Mezuzah is different. Why it's more punishable is Shesui Lahatzam and Mazikim, because it's made to protect from harmful forces, and therefore, even if you're going to put on another doorpost, taking it off this one could be harmful. Now, Taisa explains, Vavagav, even though, as we established before, Dilakuliyame Imatin, that according to everyone, you're not allowed to be permitted to take off from one garment to another one. If it's not to put onto another garment, so Taz bothered and he's coming to say, ain't kasha, it's not difficult, masha nogulah the tzitzis mitalis shomesim. So why do we go ahead and take off the tzitzis from the garments of dead people if it's not being put on someone else's garment? So says Taz is the dafka mitalis shalcha, because specifically the garment of a living person, where he's a person that has obligation, then in matir, then you're not allowed to undo it, but from a dead person, even if you're not putting on another one, you're allowed to take it off. So Taz told us that this that Rav holds, you're not allowed to take off from one garment to another garment, is even if tzitzis is chavis gavra, and Shmuel, who even though he holds it's chavis talis, he holds yiladu, because you're going to put it onto another garment. To the next taste of Masel, there's against the words of the Gemara, kol mili demar, all the halachas of the master, of Rabba, of it Karavit did like Rav, but except the three things of our Gemara, which he did like Shmuel. Now Taz says, kushya, the question, the perikamet ksubis on the Vav, Sham Kesuba, Taz says that there he writes it, which Mefreshim explained that there is no such comment there in the Sefer Ksubis, and it's not clear what Taz is asking from.